This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the city, so let's do a poll of what people did over the weekend. We kind of do that at our various social media pages, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Show. No, it's not. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on X, it's Good Day On Air. Yes, X marks the spot. Isn't that exciting? We're all on the edge of our seats trying to figure out what Elon Musk is going to do next.
Does he even know? I feel like there's really today not a plan.
Yeah, X.
Just goes with
it. I don't even know when somebody says X, I'm like, what?
Yeah, right.
Who's X?
Right.
X was, didn't, what's his face play X, Xander or something or other in a movie or a couple of movies, Triple X? Wasn't that Vin Diesel?
Oh, yes, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the guy's name for X-Men? The head of them all. Isn't he something X?
Professor X. That's right, too. All right. Well, we've gone into the intelligentsia department to get the answer to those questions here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner starting out the week by wondering what was really good about the weekend. I posted a picture of my grandson with me because we had the circus on the farm over the weekend, and that just highlighted that the two of us were watching the performances. So what can you do? What'd you do to beat that, Jennifer? No circus?
Well, no, I was away actually celebrating a friend's birthday. We were up in San Ynez again, which is my little getaway spot these days. It's like my third trip this year.
Santa Ynez? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's up, that's on the coast, though, isn't it?
It's inland a little bit, but it's just about 30 miles north of Santa Barbara.
Nah, that's a great place. Did you see Kevin Costner helping his wife move out of the house?
I did. We helped him move, actually. Yeah, we brought the moving van.
Right, exactly. See you later, alligator. All right, now, and Jay, that would be your cue for some retentive info on what you did this weekend that will stir everybody.
Oh, just hanging out with my son, which is the best thing ever.
Yeah, it is, right? No, going with my grand.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's like the cliche thing of like,
yes.
Oh.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
I'm obsessed
right.
with him. I'm not ashamed to say it. I am obsessed with that little dude.
With Mac? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miles and I have this great relationship. I'm not sure why it is what it is. It just is. And it doesn't have to be a why or a wherefore. It just is. And those are the things you should cherish, the things, the people who love you, it just is. All right, so let's see. Jennifer didn't do much. Jay didn't do much. Well, Jennifer didn't do much, but... And I'm on the circus, so there we go. Circus. Speaking of the circus, the circus has come to town. It's called the American Presidential Race. And the continuing circus, the ringmaster... I'm not even sure who the ringmaster is. Because there doesn't seem to be anybody who's really the master. There were those, maybe Mary Ellen Noreika is the master of ceremonies. At least she was last week. I was looking at the charts from last week and wondering what would carry over. This is sort of becoming a tradition here as we start the week. Okay, what did we talk about last week and will that carry over? That we can wish and hope for some things to go away and other things, okay, we'll stay. Like I'm tired of talking about the war and between the Russians and the Ukrainians. What is there to be gained? What is the conversation about? It's the same. So they blow up something else or somebody else gets killed. What's the story? The story is that it goes on and on and on. And same thing with the damn heat wave. Okay, give it a rest. You know what? It's summer and it's going to be hot. And we're going to have records that will be set here and there. Can we give the meteorologists, these fear-based characters, I was going to use another word, enough already with it? We had every channel in town on Saturday night, there was a chance that a tornado would hit someplace in Rhode Island. And you know, tornadoes in the Northeast aren't like tornadoes in the Mid-South or the South. They just aren't. If you get one, there was a weather system coming down from Canada, which collided with the weather system that's produced all the rain here. And it thankfully has pushed it all out. It ruined one of the performances of the circus because it was just pouring. Again, we had two nights of pouring rain. But the air is clear and beautiful. It's like 64 degrees here today. The high will be in the upper 70s.
I'm coming for a visit. That sounds pretty good. It's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hot where you are, for sure. But enough. I mean,
But it's also summer. I mean, it's always hot in July and August and September.
Yeah, it's so unrealistic. People are growing up, the youngsters are growing up to have heard all of this stuff. Oh, it's hot. Stop complaining. For God's sakes, go find a lake and jump in
it. Well, part of it is that I think there's an effort to fearmonger a little bit. If you would hear some of the stuff that they teach kids in school about climate change, it's frightening. They say that they're not going to, that we won't be able to put out the fires and that we'll all burn up in a big fire. I mean, it's frightening stuff.
Teachers today are big fakers. Anyway, okay. Speaking of fakers, the Fed hikes the rate, and everybody's sort of giving either the middle finger or their thumbing their nose at the Fed. So that's not a bad thing. So what else do we have here? The fate of Hunter Biden. I'm a little tired of that, too. So he's a crook. His old man's a crook. And then we have Donald Trump.
Well, this is what's interesting, is that today, Devin Archer, who's a business associate of Hunter Biden, who turned on him and started giving, off information.
Yeah.
He's sentenced to jail. And lo and behold, he's supposed to testify before Congress today about Hunter Biden and the business.
On his way to jail?
And whether or not they're supposed to, connect him to Joe Biden, which he has said. Mm-hmm. And the DOJ over the weekend on Saturday put out a memo saying that he has to surrender himself and be arrested. So you think that's coincidental? The guy was in hiding because he said he had all these death threats. And now when he's getting ready to testify, they're looking for him to surrender himself to go to jail.
Well, then there's Donald Trump. The Donald Trump big CNN lawsuit has been tossed by the judge. Not that this makes him a criminal. It just makes him look silly, or does it? If you look at the New York Times poll of Republican preferences, if the election were today, the primary, 54% of registered Republicans who are eligible to vote said they would vote for Donald Trump. 17% said they'd vote for DeSantis. 3% said they'd vote for Pence. 3% for Scott. 3% for Haley. Pretty much the rest of them, they're all in the 3% category. Christie. This poll would suggest that even though Donald Trump has been indicted twice since leaving the White House, he hasn't been convicted of anything, so maybe that's the story, but he leads every single, in every category, every region. If primary voters were out today to vote, he would get the, he'd win the primary. So, that's just...
It's interesting to know because DeSantis was ahead in many of the polls late as January or February. It's not about DeSantis. It's that with each and every indictment, Trump's support gets stronger because people feel that they are going after him, and it's not just. And so by doing that, they've actually...
Well, it's a gang mentality. You're right. Yeah. Let's jump on the bandwagon. But this has always been... Trump is his own worst enemy when it comes to how he deals with people. And because he's a Jerkelberger, that is reason enough for the news media. Plus, they don't like his politics, so they use that as an excuse. And, as usual with the news media, much of the news media, they overdo it. It's not news. It's this relentless pounding. I mean, I get the fact that you don't like them, those of you who don't like them, and I get the fact that you like them if you like them. But the relentless pursuit of this guy, the way that it's done, I think there's plenty of things you could probably hang him up on, but the public feels now like it's overkill, which it is.
Like continuously grasping at straws.
Right.
And they've been doing this ever since when he first ran for president. It was almost like a joke. It was treated like a joke. It was a publicity stunt. And then when he won, that's when people were going after him of like, no, no, no. A reality TV star, Donald Trump, he cannot be our nation's president. It was like that mentality and started going after him.
Because he is not controllable. And, you know, say what you want about his personality. The people that work for him actually really like him. I mean, I know what he says is not for everybody. But, like, the people that actually have to work for him say really nice things about him. I think it's the fact that he disrupts people's apple cart. That's why I support him. Mm-hmm. Because he's not the controllable candidate. That's why they do everything they can from preventing him to win. Because he's not going to get everybody rich with endless wars in Ukraine. He's not going to get everybody rich by throwing money at stuff that doesn't work. So, you know, I don't know. Say what you will. But I think there's a reason they don't want him in there.
Well, and also, he came with fresh perspective, too. He didn't go with the presidency like a politician. He ran it like a business. He was a businessman, and he did the country as such. And
but he ignored
there were a lot
things.
Of people that really came out on the other side a lot better during his presidency.
But then there were those who were worse. And I use my, because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm close to the agricultural world. And I know that so many people got screwed. The Secretary of Agriculture was a complete horror show. And you talk about somebody who ought to be investigated. Instead of Trump, they should be investigating this guy, Sonny Perdue. He is has been a horror show. Anyway, so it just goes on and on and on, and it gets to be like enough already with this stuff. So let's talk about crime and punishment, shall we? From the Crime Doesn't Pay Department, here's a quickie for you. Bank robbery suspect in near where you are, Jay, in Huron, Ohio, arrested after he fell into a recycling bin while he was escaping.
Whoops.
Heist gone wrong.
Oh, my God. You can see the body camera footage from the Huron Police Department showing the officers waiting for the suspect to drop down from the ceiling so they could grab him.
He wasn't very quiet about it. They heard the noises from the ceiling. They basically just watched him.
As he fell into the dumpster. Yay! All right, so they got the bad guy that time. 18 after here on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I wondered if buying a used hybrid is a good investment or if it would just be a nightmare replacing parts. So I asked AAA's Greg Brannon if buying a used hybrid is a good idea. Here's what he said.
You know, I was in a taxi cab one time. It was a Toyota Prius, and it had 620,000 miles on the clock. And so I talked with the cabbie about what he had done over that time, primarily just maintenance, tires, 12-volt battery here and there, brakes, and oil change every 10,000 miles. And he said at one point he had to go in and have one of the cells repaired in the battery pack and then rebalanced and put back on the road. And then he said he was about to retire it because he was starting to get some larger issues, right? And so hybrids can and do typically last a long time.
Check out my articles on carpro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, carpro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
You took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey, carpro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
What? What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Sugar. All right, let's get to some celebrity items here as we focus on social media, the things that are trending with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horne, Doug Steffen. Some of the things I saw, Kanye West's Twitter account was reinstated after his ban for being offensive. Kanye West offensive? Who would have thought that? Right? Good heavens. No, that's horrible. Anyway, so does he now have an X account instead of a Twitter account? It's X.
His account was restored, yep.
Yeah, very exciting.
He's fun when he goes to town on Instagram. Holy smokes.
Wasn't the thing that got him kicked off about Adolf Hitler? Do I remember that?
I don't remember about that. I just know he went and was very revealing about his relationship, his conversations with Kim Kardashian, who's his baby mama.
Yeah.
And that was weird and hard to watch and awkward. Oof.
Yeah. Well, and I love it too because their children, while they are relatively protected from social media, I think their oldest daughter does some stuff like videos in a creative sense, but can't really surf the web or anything like that.
Which was part of the problem. He didn't like that.
Yes, yeah. Well, they're going to become of age and see a lot of these things and a lot of these statements that their father made, and some are absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, they're just nuts. The guy's nuts. So maybe they should grow up knowing that.
He is suffering from bipolar disorder, and you can definitely tell when he has more of a manic episode and takes to social media.
One of the questions we asked last week on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show and on X, it's Good Day On Air, would you listen to a station if you knew there were no humans on the air, just AI introducing the music if it's a music station?
Perfect.
Yeah. You like that? Johnny Powell said, no, I think AI is a bad road to go down. Judy Gerlach said, nope. Donna Ray said, yeah, it's relaxing, easy to listen to, easy listening music. Yeah, okay, that's clueless. Anyway, the coalition said, can you prove you aren't generated by AI? Can I prove? Okay,
would you like, real.
How about, maybe we should all stand up and fart. How about that? Would that prove that we?
I think instead of that, we screw up way too much, so don't even worry. It's fine.
Right.
AI would be more perfect.
Michael Dare said, I'm not so sure everyone understood the question. I'm listening to the radio to hear music, then I don't want to hear a DJ. See, that's then go listen to, what is it?
Streaming or something.
Streaming, yeah, exactly, right. If I want to listen to talk radio, I listen if a real person is talking. I don't know how this. Somebody has created, I think I said this before, when I was at the Gracie Award, Jay, I don't think you were part of this conversation. I was with Rush Limbaugh's producer, excuse me, the lady who now is producing the new show that replaced him with those two guys. And she said that somebody already had created a Rush Limbaugh podcast. I couldn't believe this was legal. Taking all of the stuff that goes back to 30, well, let's see, he and I started the same year, 1988, so what's that? That's 35 years ago. All the things, and they can pull out the issues about what's being talked about today. They can pull stuff from his past that will make it sound like a legitimate show today. How do you do that? Anyway, so
AI.
Then, yeah.
That's how.
Andy Brinkley says, I like live programming, but if it only played music, yeah, like he says, I don't care. Wade Lewis says, only if there were news, just the facts, please. Yeah, where are you going to find that, Wade? You got to go to News Nation to find that. Let's see here. Jeremy Wood said, that's kind of funny about the screenwriter strike. They should probably not raise too much stink now, because at some point soon movie companies can tell the AI the premise of a movie, and then they write the script. That's the whole, that Jeremy, that's hello, the, knock, knock.
Yeah, that's the point of the strike.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or one of the points.
Yeah. Wesley Kramer says, no, I trust tech even less than people. Yeah, there you go, sir. All right, thanks for your input. Help yourself to our social media. It's Doug, Steph, and Jay, and Jen at 28 after the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. High-profile testimony is due on the Hill today. The House committee will hear from Hunter Biden's longtime business partner, Devin Archer. This as the Oversight Committee wants answers on alleged influence peddling that has netted the Biden family with tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments. Archer has problems of his own. Archer is fighting with the Justice Department about when he should show up to report to prison on unrelated charges. A jury in 2018 convicted Archer of two felonies for his role in a conspiracy to defraud Native American tribes. The El Nino weather pattern continues setting heat record temperatures. It will move through the south today. Heat indexes, which factor humidity, could soar above triple digits this week across states like Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. In the southwest, Phoenix, Arizona, has now topped 110 degrees for 31 straight days. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
I just love this song. Yes. You like? You like?
Of course.
It's Dexy's Midnight Runners, an English pop group from the 80s. And the only reason this song made, well, some people say the only reason this song made it is because of the banjo music. You know, when you hear, "Come on, Eileen," and they're... was a lot of rotation when MTV had started. This got played a whole lot back in 1982. And people were trying to do different stuff. I remember Duran Duran tried some of the stuff, that the same kind of stuff, if you will. So, Jennifer has such... there's something about Jennifer. There's so many things about her to love. One of the things that I love about her is that she has this weird, very unsubtle sense of humor.
What does that mean?
It means exactly what it sounds like. And you have just some of the things that you come out with. And I'm not going to, I'm tempted, but I'm not going to do it because it's so politically incorrect. Anyway, I wish you hadn't planted that thought in my mind when I said to James, find Dexy's Midnight Runner, the Come On Eileen thing, and Jennifer popped right in with something about Eileen. And I can't, I really can't tell you. I would like to.
But I've never seen you be politically correct before. I appreciate the protection of me, however. But, that gets you some points in the old Jennifer from bank account.
Yeah, all right, there it is. All right, well, anyway, so the guy who has been interviewed now because this song was so important, he was talking about the fact that the reason that they do the two rye in there came from something he was taught as a young Catholic kid. He had a very religious upbringing, as it was in the 50s in England. It was very, you know, in Northern Ireland, all that stuff going on, the Catholics and the Protestants. It's kind of, it was almost, well, that was what was going on in Northern Ireland, but it sort of bled off into England as well. Anyway, the red dress wearing character was, he says, a composite of the female classmates that he lusted after when he was a hormonal boy. And because he went to Catholic school, they never talked about sexual stuff, like it was kept a secret, whatever was going on in your body. So his stuff, his secret was that he had this thing for Eileen, and because the Irish Catholic girls were on one side of the class and the boys were on the other side of the class, they couldn't do about it. They couldn't touch him. They couldn't talk to him. They couldn't do anything with him. So the reason that it was that explanation was interesting to me is because it sort of deals with the repressive society of religions and what it does. Imagine this guy's song being, and I never knew it, like most other pop songs, you really don't know what the lyrics are, you don't know what they're about, unless somebody explains them to you. Okay, it's a nice upbeat tune, it's fun to listen to, I crank it up whenever I hear it, but yet the things that were in there, the stories and some of the lyrics and some of the noises that were made were because of him trying to get out of his system at the time. The guilt that he still had about lusting after girls in the fifth grade. So,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of those things, too, of more so for boys. Back in the day, I feel like it's still somewhat relative today, but it's getting to be a little bit more broken. But girls didn't have that. It was never like, oh, you see a boy in a swimsuit, look away. Don't give into temptation. It's never that boy's body is the problem. It was always that way for girls. You see a girl in a bikini, you have to avert your eyes, look away, don't give into that temptation. Don't lust over that Jezebel because her body is exposed and her body therefore is the problem. And it's just
All right. Well, there's
that. I like
that
you use the term Jezebel. That's pretty good.
I felt good about it too. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. All right. Here's the winner of the LA Times Most Popular Radio Personality, by the way. Jennifer Horn is here from the morning show at KRLA in Los Angeles. Been on with me for a long time. I knew from the very beginning that she was destined for stardom, and that's why it's not why I had her here. I had her because she was fun to be on the air with, and her father said, why don't you put the kid on the air? So that's what
and
we did.
And whammo blammo.
Whammo blammo.
20 years later, trouble.
Yeah, right. Speaking of 20 years later, really, I'm very proud of you, but I always have been, as you know.
Sweet, thank you.
I think that if they had any brains on the radio station, we'd have you on and just carry that program. that's for another time, another discussion. Meanwhile, over the 50-some-odd years that I've been on the radio, I have had, and Jennifer, you inspired me once again because I was just feeling silly after that Eileen joke that you told me that I can't tell on the air. So everybody's going to start throwing rocks at the radio.
All you have to do is Google the Eileen joke. I mean, it's an old one that everybody used to tell. Joke. Yeah, it's
right. Okay.
Crazy.
So I used to have these kind of, you know, people say, oh, you've got this contest, and it really isn't. The Las Vegas thing is not a contest. It's just an opportunity to get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas from this company that puts together other deals So if you've not tried calling 800-419-DOUG, help yourself. Again, it's not a contest. It's just the first 10 callers get the free two. Sometimes they're getting three nights now. 800-419-DOUG is the number. So when I was thinking about that and not having contests now, I don't do many contests anymore. But I'm inspired. I'm going to do this because I'm feeling silly. And I'm feeling silly because of Jennifer and her silly jokes and silly stuff. Not that Jay isn't silly, because we are silly, but it's a different kind of silly. So here we have, I used to have Bob, my pal and manager, will remember when I did these. I used to have a contest called What's This Sound?
Uh-oh.
And I would bring in a different sound
every
day.
You tried to get me to play that game with you, and it didn't work well.
Did I? We tried to do that?
No, I'm just kidding.
We never
just
tried
making
to do that.
A
yeah.
Bottle.
What's
blue.
This sound? And it was every possible sound you could think of. All right? So I have a sound right now inspired by something that I was just doing. So I'm going to give you a chance to think about what this could be. All right? Are you everybody ready? This is What's This Sound? Okay, you ready?
Ready.
You're ready, right? Okay. Hold on a second. Can you hear that?
A bug zapper?
Oh, that's a good call.
An electric razor. Are you trimming your nose hairs, Doug?
Is that enough?
That's definitely something electric.
What is it?
It's definitely something electric. Jay said it's a clipper or a bug zapper.
Well, that's very close. You want to take a, it's more specific than that, though.
Nose hair trimmers.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Wow, very good.
How's that?
The worst thing is he's actually using it. You can hear him.
I was going to say, you can totally tell the way he's talking.
Oh, boy.
So why not do it? But what happened to those silly... Why aren't there those silly contests anymore? Is everybody so straight-laced? Is everybody so sucked up in whatever it is that's going on that you can't have a little silly fun? Right? What's wrong with that?
Question.
I'm doing that with the left side. Let me do the right side. Huh?
Oh, yeah. You have to even it out. And if anybody ever wants to know why there's not video associated with this broadcast...
This is why.
The
lens would have little nose hair all over. You would be able to see anything anyway.
But Jennifer, remember, this is what got you to be the most popular radio host in Los Angeles.
Yeah, trimming nose hairs on the radio is super productive.
Well, but no, it's just... It's the silly stuff. We need more silly stuff. All right. Let's take a positive look at the human mind after all of that silly stuff. There's a research paper out today that overviews, and it's pretty well documented as I look at this thing, that it shows how a little goes a long way in the workplace. So what these researchers did, they wanted to test the effects of what we call micro-nature. Small little ways of incorporating nature into the workplace, like bringing a potted plant onto your desk, right? And what was found in this survey was that doing silly, not maybe silly, but small things like that enhances creativity by 40%. Just a little bit of nature helping people perform, whether maybe a picture of something on your desk. Now, I wondered about whether this is changing because a lot of people are not going back to their offices. Office space is off by, 30% or something since the pandemic. And so I thought it was kind of interesting to suggest to you that you can bring something in to work, something, the smallest little thing, you may spend a buck or two on it, bring it in, and whether you realize it cognitively or not, it's helping you to produce better and to feel better. Just something little like that. So I thought that would be something that you could think about. As you know, that I think about NASA all the time, and I send you to the website, they have now launched a free streaming service. I'm not doing an ad because it's a public thing anyway. It's not just another streaming service. What it does with, they are going to be able to you'll be able to stream anything and everything that's going on at NASA, like all the communication between, if there's a trip to the moon, you'll be able to stream that, the whole thing, the communication in the control rooms between each other, the people that are directing, for example, the old Cassini, which is gone now, but that's the Webb telescope. Now, there's fascinating stuff. Those people are on duty 10, 12 hours a day, and they're communicating back and forth, so you'll be able to just demand stuff, you'll be able to download that stuff anytime to listen. I know that.
That's really neat.
Well, it is neat. When I used to fly United more back in the 70s, United American did this too, but I think United really set the standard. You could, you know, it used to be that you had on your seat the various things for audio, right? Mm-hmm. And one of them was the ability you had to listen to the captain. A cockpit conversation back and forth as the plane was flying across the country.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, it really was. So that's the kind of stuff that they're doing at NASA now, in case you wanted to check that out. Now, I have just mentioned the business about being snookered by so many things in the news media, and we have example on top of example of that every day. One of the most profound moments that I have spent in the last couple of years, other than family stuff, is to watch a video that Jay and I have posted on our social media. It's a 20-minute, I think it's, what is it, Jay, 20, 21 minutes?
22 and change.
22, okay. It's the video from last Friday of the European Union review of what happened during COVID. It is so damning of the medical community and in the news media, you got to watch it. It's at my social media. Please check it out. 48 after the hour. Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas and July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have the pleasure of Tom Kreitler's company here during our focus on what's going on in your homes. Tommy is gracious enough to give us some time every week to go through questions that come from you. He is back from his national scout jamboree that he loves to do, and you're really as dedicated as you are. It must be fun. Unless there are a lot of mosquitoes involved. And then
it's fun. It's exciting. We had almost 16,000 scouts from every state in the nation and about a dozen different countries in West Virginia at the Summit Bechtel Reserve, which is one of our high adventure bases for the Boy Scouts of America. And they had a fantastic time. They learned interesting skills. They heard from world-class speakers. They camped outside, they saw shows, they did activities, they went down zip lines, they biked across mountains. It was great.
Yeah. The zip lines are something I've tried to figure out how to do on the farm because we had a lot of woodland. I just think those are so much fun. People love that sort of thing.
Oh, they absolutely
do. Yeah. Congratulations. You do good work for the Boy Scouts, and I'm sure that they appreciate it. Asking what I did about the mosquitoes, that reminds me of something that we talked about a number of years. You still have it, though, the dino trap.
Dino trap.
How does that? Just give you told off the air.
Yeah.
Excuse me about that. Give people an idea as to, because I said we haven't had mosquitoes much all year long, but now last week or 10 days we found around my place anyway lots of mosquitoes. So how do we get rid of them?
You know, for years, I've had companies, manufacturers pitch me different mosquito traps, everything from, remember the ones that ran on propane and all kinds of crazy stuff?
Oh, yeah.
This Dynatrap, I got my hands on it some years ago, and I was just amazed. It looks like, you know, like an insect catcher, but it's not a bug zapper. Basically, what this thing does is you plug it in the spring, say March. You let it run 24/7 until September, and what it does is it reduces the populations of mosquitoes. They get drawn in because of a light and a technology they have that basically it's not a bait. It just gets drawn into this thing, gets sucked down by a fan, they dry out. That's how you get rid of them. But it does this continuously, and as it does it, it interrupts the breeding cycle. And I have been using these things for years now, and we hardly get a single bite the entire summer, and we live against a wetlands that is infested with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So I've got a property that's about an acre, and I have three of these spread out across the property, and it really keeps it very pleasant outside.
And the neighbors gave you the Good Citizen of the Year award for getting rid of all the mosquitoes in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think there's an overlap on that. The thing is with these things, Doug, is that they don't work right away. They take 3 weeks to begin working to interrupt that cycle.
So you need to get them out early, right?
You need to get them out early, and you need to be patient. Some people go, I had it in for a couple of weeks and didn't do a thing. Well, it's because you didn't wait long enough. You didn't read the instructions. You know, but
patience.
Yes, patience pays off. Yep.
All right, listener to this program, Nicole, wants to know what the rule of thumb for painting over water stains. Isn't that what's it called? Paint?
It's primer?
Greek. Yeah, but there's a thing kills, right? Isn't that what that
well,
stuff is?
Well, it's a type of primer, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you have a water stain, you pull a lot of different chemicals out of the material that the stain is in. So even if it's drywall, you know, you pull some different chemicals out of there, and they usually leave like a blackish stain.
Yeah.
Now, when you try to paint over that with regular latex paint, that stain will pull right through the paint. That's why you have to sort of seal it in by using primer. Now, if it's a small area, Nicole, you can spot prime, which means you're just priming that one area. But if you had, say, a larger leak that maybe affected a big chunk of the ceiling, and assuming the ceiling was not damaged, just leak stained, you really have to prime the entire ceiling, because if you try to spot prime, you know, 20% of your ceiling, it's going to look different under the paint, because you have different absorption rates between the area that's primed and not primed. So primer is really important. It's an annoying step. People want to get right to the top coat, but you've got to put it on if you want to seal in those stains.
All right, what's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast, my friend?
Decor on a Dime. We have 5 money-saving home decorating ideas. We have some tips on how you can make a splash with backyard water features. And we have some tips for successful garage sales. That season is coming up. As soon as it starts to cool off, people will be refreshing for the fall.
We have a thing at the farm called Junk in the Trunk. And we do it a couple of times a year. Coming up this weekend. This next weekend.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. And it was created for me because I have so much junk around that has been collected over the years. Let's get rid of it. Have that. Those are always fun. Yeah, and they bring in a lot of people that, you know, they want to.
People love being outside.
It's good outside stuff.
It's a great time. Yeah.
All right, check out the Money Pit Podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. Lots of great info. That's what they're all about at the Money Pit. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.